Welcome back to a world with a quarterback and a passing game. It's a nice world to live in. It's a world where anything is possible. My friend Limits would be the first to tell you that you're limited when you don't have that. Really, you don't have any real aspirations of a championship. Mike Tomlin may have been the last guy on earth to realize that his style of play these last, the multitude of years was not going to result in anything long term, but at least he finally realized, and we've said many times, I have on this show, that Mike Tomlin put forth a radical new philosophy upon the firing of Matt Canada last year. Up to that point, it had always been when they win ugly, which is all they ever did, and they barely won more than they lost, by the way. That's sort of the misconception out there. When you're going 8-7-1, 9-8, even 10-7, you're scraping by on ugly games, you're scraping into the playoffs. You might get in, you might not. If you do get in, you're going to get hammered in the first round by a good quarterback, all that. To me, that isn't especially commendable. Or doable if your intent is winning a championship. So upon the firing of Canada last year, Tomlin, for the first time in his 17-year tenure, admitted that just winning that way wasn't enough. The Steelers were 6-4 when Canada was fired. They were 6-4. They were winning. They were trending toward a normal Steelers season. And he said, winning's not enough. We need to engineer victory more fluidly, and points do that. That was the first break in Tomlin's long-standing philosophy of winning is our business. He'll still say that from time to time. Winning is our business. We're not into style points, but you're into points. And you're right. You needed to engineer victory more fluidly. His next big step in that direction came with this quarterback change. Actually, quite similar circumstances. Two games over 500. Last year, it was 6-4 when they made a radical change. This year, it was 4-2. They're winning with Justin Fields. It's not that bad. No, Tomlin said explicitly, I want to go from good to great. And he actually has now said it out loud to Jay Glazer. This is via Jay Glazer. I think it was this past week where he said that winning isn't enough. It's not about winning is my business. We're not into style points. That's gone. He may say it as an empty phrase from time to time. His philosophy, thank God, has shifted. The whole rest of the town practically realized that this type of football was not sustainable over the course of a season with the aim toward winning a championship. It was always going to end. He told Jay Glazer in his rationale for the quarterback change, and this is a quote, this is Glazer reporting Tomlin's words, quote, I'm not trying to win games. I'm trying to win a world title here. That is not the Mike Tomlin that I have heard. I'm not trying to win games. I'm not, the word just should be in parentheses here. I'm not just trying to win games. I'm trying to win a championship. I'm trying to go from good to great. Just winning isn't enough. Just being a couple games over 500 isn't enough. We need a real offense around here. And he really failed miserably. The greatest mistake of his career was Matt Canada with Kenny Pickett not far behind. Those were two grave mistakes that wasted a couple of years of some great defensive players' careers because they had no chance. He chose Kenny Pickett in the draft. That's his guy, his choice. He was wrong, dead wrong. He chose Matt Canada, doubled down and tripled down on the guy. But what are you going to do about that now? That's all gone now. All we can do now, my friend, is watch Russ cook. So Tomlin may have realized it late, but at least he realized it. A lot of other coaches, it would have cost them their jobs. Let's be honest about that. Right? you sort of wrap your fate around Kenny Pickett and Matt Canada. And if that fails like it did, you're done in a lot of places. Credit to Tomlin that he saw the light here. Made a really good hire, it would appear, in Arthur Smith. Not a totally popular hire, but man, as I watch this offense, a really good hire by Mike Tomlin. And you best believe it was Mike Tomlin that went out and handpicked Russell Wilson. So good on Tomlin here. Because now you have a guy, not one of the guys in the league. You know, there's Josh Allen, there's Patrick Mahomes, there's CJ Stroud, there's Burrow. There's a few others that I'm not mentioning because I'm forgetting them. And then there's Russ. I would put him right now in that second category. However that shapes up. And that gives you a chance to win, man. That gives you a chance to win.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh, boy. Steeler Nation, let's ride. How did you not get in on that, Limits?
Now, Shawn Myers was in on that one. That was recorded in April.
In April?
Yes.
Let's go back to that and just revel in its glory. Let's first identify the people there. It's Donnie Football, followed by Bob, followed by me. And I have to say, even though I probably came in here 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago and had a similar take on Justin Fields, like they lost to the Colts, but I was very high on Fields because he was spectacular in the second half. That sort of petered out, and I was wrong about that. I was. Justin Fields kind of has turned out to be the Chicago Justin Fields, which is great for a low-level starter or a backup, but he sort of is boom or bust. He really is. He got lucky on a bunch of turnover-worthy plays as well, and I know Russ turned it over once last night. Point being that Russell Wilson gives them an opportunity to go toe-to-toe with those guys that Justin didn't. He just didn't. It's called a passing game. A lot of you may have forgot what that looks like. That's what it's called. On short passes, since Russell Wilson became the starter, this is Pro Football Focus, he's 16 for 21 for 193 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 0 picks. Listen to this number, Twin Cities. Since the fourth series against the Jets game, and that game started horrifically, but the guy hadn't taken a meaningful snap for almost 10 months, right?
Yeah.
So he was something like 2 for 8, 2 for 9, and it was horrifying. We were wondering if he was like late stage Hines Ward, where he could barely walk on the field. But then it all changed. Since that moment, since they took over for a field goal drive on their fifth series against the Jets, Russell Wilson is 34 of 49. For 523 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, and a 124.8 passer rating. What was he last night? 20 for 28, I believe?
Yeah.
Was that the number? Okay. Let's go over some of the ones that didn't connect. A Najee drop. And I know the game changes, and you probably don't wind up with the same amount of attempts, but just for this exercise. A Najee drop, and Najee was great, by the way. I'm just saying. A Najee drop makes you 21 for 28. The Pickens play, not getting both feet down. That's 22 for 28 with a touchdown. Van Jefferson not stopping on his route in the end zone like people who know a lot more about football than I do have said he should have. That's 24 for 28?
23.
23 for 28. Scotty Miller had a 50-50 ball. He threw it up there.
It was a good throw.
That could be 24 of 28. Austin was wide open in the end zone. Giants defender makes a great play. I see five more, or at least four. Forget about that one. That's a great play. Austin was open in the end zone. I think that would have been a touchdown. He could have easily had like a historically great day. He could have been like 24, 25 of 28 for, what did he throw for?
278.
For over 300 yards and 3 touchdowns and like 130 or 40 passer rating. But anyway, God bless me. Before we get to the calls, let's hear again just to set the scene here. Donnie Football. Oh, my whole point there was at least I was right about Russell Wilson.
You were, and you wanted him to start from day one, right? But wouldn't you have stuck with Justin Fields going into the Jets game? Like
Justin Fields,
would have?
As we've said and written many times here, had his chance against Dallas on a national stage, coming off that second half against Indy. If he is suddenly Justin Fields' like star on that night, I don't know when we see Russell Wilson. And I don't blame Tomlin either for his rationale, which is, and I heard him on Steeler pregame last night. He was great and said, basically, I needed to find out what I have with both these guys. Almost like I owed it to myself and the team. I had to find out. He had to find out if they could go from good to great. But way back when Peter King was on here last year with Ron and I, multiple times late in the season and then at the beginning of the offseason before Peter retired, he said, Russell Wilson, great fit on the Steelers. I can imagine Mike Tomlin bringing him in. Oh, they would never bring in Russell Wilson. The Steelers don't do that. The media establishment said, well, looky now. And I wrote at the time, why not? Why wouldn't you want to upgrade with a winner who's coming off a really good season in a place where the coach hated him and the organization was working against him and wanted him out? He still beat five consecutive playoff teams and threw like nine touchdowns and no picks in those games, including Kansas City, which Denver never beats Kansas City. 26 touchdowns, 8 picks, 20-1 in the red zone. Damn right bring that guy in here. And here he is. But to set the scene for the calls limits, let's go to, again, Donnie Football, Bob Pompiani, and myself cooking with Russ right when they signed him, I believe.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh, boy. Steeler Nation, let's ride. Who wins their limits?
What about Sean Myers?
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Ooh, very subtle. So who wins that? Who had the best one?
I think Bob, honest.
Yeah,
I think Bob did because it was unorthodox. Let's ride with me, baby.
Why does Bob always get the prize? I put a lot of passion into it. Same thing with the Malzi song.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
That's why, because Bob is he's a born showman. He knows what to do in those situations. He's a theater guy, basically.
That's why he's on TV.
Let's hit the lines, shall we?
Let's begin with Randy in North Carolina.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Joe, you're spot on, bro, with Wilson. You're not overstating anything. And when you talked about his background in Denver and doing the things he did with his starting 11, I called last week and talked about this, was the worst in the NFL. He did not have a consistent starting 11, and he did it under those circumstances. He comes in with Arthur Smith as the offensive coordinator, and we talked about the play action. And Guy Montecavo talking to you, he was Cannon Mack's AD before he retired.
Yes.
And so my son was in school then. But anyway, it's another player. It's a block. It's an additional blocker.
Yes, Peyton Manning said.
Yes. All this stuff is just coming to light. Now, we talk about our schedule. Everyone's talking about how weak it is. Now, this was said at the beginning of the season. We're going to hurt because of the way the schedule is and the conference games at the end of the year. I think it's just the opposite right now. Bringing in two new quarterbacks, trying to gel this team, gives us a chance to see what we got. Right. So right now we've gone through that. This basically is our preseason. We come out 6-2 going into the hardest part of the season. I'll use the Tomlinism rubber meets the road. And that's what's going to count. And I think Russell Wilson, with his experience and his veteran leadership, he did not get rattled after that fumble. I didn't know if anyone noticed. He was still calm,
yes,
cool, and collected. So I did have one question, though, for you. We're still looking for that number two receiver. Do you see a chance at all of us picking up Cup?
It's funny you should say that, and I appreciate the call because I was just going to throw that out there at the top of the hour. With everything that happened last night, Calvin Austin, Van Jefferson playing star roles, do we still think the Steelers need another receiver? Patrick Peterson was on our station and had a recommendation. I'm going to play that for you in the 11 o'clock hour. But let's get back to the lines for a few more here. Oh, limitless wonder. He said something important that now I've forgotten about. So just go to the lines.
Here's Troy on the mount.
What's up, Troy?
Joe, what's going on? What a beautiful afternoon in Pittsburgh.
What mount are you on? Mount Washington?
Yeah, Mount Washington.
You ever been to Skookum Field up there? It's legendary.
I have not, but I love seeing Mount Washington really get the ball this year and getting down the sidelines. He has been a change in our offense that
Hasn't
we did
he?
Not expect to see.
Yes, he can play, and he's a really good blocker. He was a great draft pick.
Yeah, I mean, all of our drafts the past couple of years are really panning out, looking good. We crept into the top 10 of the NFL power rankings, but just a couple of things I want to touch on. Guys, I don't think we really understand what it's like to have two explosive backs. Jaylen Warren has been out to start the year, and he has caught so many swing passes on third down or second down and long that have got us first downs.
Yes.
And Najee is playing with an energy that he has yet to play with in Pittsburgh. I think that's really opening up our team. And that first play, that play action was just so beautiful. Without Broderick, who has been the biggest disappointment for the Steelers this year, without his face mask, I would have to say that's the best drive I've seen in almost 10 years.
I know.
In fluidity and going down the field. I'm sitting in the stadium last night, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, who is this?
Exactly.
Who are we
exactly.
watching go down the field right now?
That's the same feeling that I had. Same feeling I had. What team is this? That's why I opened today by going over every play on that drive. Shotgun, behind center, two tight ends on the line, empty with four receivers, play action, power run, down the field, roll out. It's up-tempo. I mean, it was great. And I wasn't all that high on the Arthur Smith hiring, but I sure am now. I sure am now. Could change. And I would disagree with one thing there. I don't think Najee is running with a new energy.
I think
that is an insult to Najee. The guy was the angry runner of the year last year. The guy has run with the type of manic energy his whole career that I haven't seen out of too many people. What he didn't run with before was a lot of, in some instances, vision, decisiveness, and confidence. That's what I'm seeing. It would have been impossible for Najee Harris to run with more energy than he ran with in his first 3 years in the NFL. I think that's ludicrous.
No, I disagree. I entirely see him running as a man who is, I've called it a pissed off runner this year. He looks like a guy.
What did you see last year in Seattle in games like that when
he had
people over? And he's always run with a manic energy.
Yeah, but he's had moments and he's had games. This is a consistent, other than, what would you say, the Colts game maybe is the only one that's outside of that. Like, when you look at Dallas, Vegas, and this game last night, he is running as what I think more of a downhill runner, finding the gaps a little bit better. The vision is better.
Isn't that a function of the offense, too? When
sure,
we say
I'm sure
he's
that
a downhill
him,
runner, he doesn't have 18 guys on him in the backfield. I've often said with Najee, if there was a stat, and God knows there's a stat for everything, of helmets you're hit by on a play, like hats on a running back, he had more hats on him than any running back I've ever seen in my life. So maybe it's not energy or vision or anything else. Maybe for him, too, it's working in an offense where they have to respect the pass game down the field. They have to respect a play action game, which freezes linebackers, and he's actually getting space to run. Maybe we're all wrong. Maybe the guy's just getting space to run in an adult offense.
I don't think he has ever had three consecutive 100-yard rushing games in his career.
No, I'm just not sure that speaks to increased energy on his part, because again, I've never seen a guy run as hard as he does for his first 3 years. You can't run more than 100%. You can't. You have 100% to give. That's how much he's given. Now he's got space to actually use it in. That's what I see anyway. reasonable minds can agree to disagree. Well, and not, I would never accuse you of not having a reasonable mind.
I'm not disputing that the effort isn't there, that it wasn't there in previous years. Now, I think it might be a little extra effort to prove something this year because of the option, because of also the offense being able to work more in his favor the last couple of weeks because of Russell Wilson. Like, Arthur Smith has opened it up compared to Justin Fields. I don't think that there's any doubt about that.
Yeah, I just think that it would have been physically, humanly impossible for Najee Harris to run with any more effort than he ran with in his first 3 years. But again, we can agree to disagree. He's the most effortful runner I think I've ever seen. I mean, it's insane. He just won't go down, and that's no different than it was last year.
Yeah, but don't you feel like there's an even, if you're going at 100% like he always does, you can go 110 if you're trying to prove something else?
No, I don't. I think that's a fallacy. I think 100% is all you can give.
We will disagree. Agree to disagree.
Okay. 412-928-9370. It's a very interesting question what they should do with Najee moving forward. And what should they do about receiver? Are you satisfied now that they don't need one? Or should they go on the market before November 5th and make sure they still get one? Patrick Peterson was on with the afternoon guys and had a recommendation. I'll tell you what it was. Next, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And by the way, that's a different question than, does Najee have extra incentive this year? Absolutely. He's trying to get a new contract, but that doesn't mean he's running any harder, because that would be impossible. He simply has more room to run in a real offense. People have to respect the pass.